Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Crossroads Podcast for today. We're so blessed that you're here. This is part two of a special two-part interview with our good friend Christine Smith, discussing her new booklet, America, This is Communism. Now, I've known Christine for several years now, and she is a powerful Christian conservative commentator that knows how to identify trends and articulate them so that anyone with common sense can see exactly what is happening in this nation, both politically and spiritually. Now, if you missed any of the prior episode, you need to go back and listen and get caught up. We covered a lot of very valuable information there, and I just do not have time to go back and cover everything again, okay? And one more thing, you need to get your copy of this booklet. Just go down to the links below in the show notes to Christine's website, GodChangesEverything.com, and get the link to get your copy. And share it far and wide. We need to get this word out as we work together as Christians to put a stop to what we see happening right now in America. All right, so let's jump back into the interview now with Christine Smith. You mentioned, you know, you mentioned China and in your booklet how the Biden administration kowtows to China while opposing those in Cuba who are seeking freedom. In fact, if you notice, we don't even hear about Cuba anymore in the media. It's almost as if they were told to stop talking about it. You know, and that's what happens when they control the press. You only hear what they decide to tell you. And I can guarantee you, if they had the power to do it right now, they'd stop talking about Afghanistan too.
And they probably will until the sad tragedy that looks quite likely is going to happen there. But you know, a point that I have, you're mentioning the media. The media has been infiltrated for decades. Yeah. By the communist, the entertainment, the churches have been completely infiltrated, most of them. So when you talk about the news, the media that they control, and that is why it is so important that we use the voice that we have now. Everything that you are witnessing right now, whether it's international, such as in Afghanistan, the horrible what this administration has done there, to the violence in the streets throughout our nation, all of the major cities, to the open southern border, letting in criminals and letting in disease, rampant disease. These are not stupid things that are happening. This is not a result of people being naive or incompetent. And that is what most people speak of it as. No, this is the communistic plan. This is the planned destruction of America. What's happening in Afghanistan is not because of some incompetent, quote, leaders, end quote. No, these people know exactly what they're doing, both domestically and internationally. Anything that will cause more violence and chaos is going to give them ways to come in and take more power, and then the weakling Americans will nod their head and say, yes, protect me, feed me, give me my water, give me my food, protect me, because they have gotten accustomed to doing that. But my point in this booklet is to make people understand that what you are witnessing is planned. Okay. None of this is a mistake. This is exactly what has been planned for decades by those who came to the United States in the 1930s. You can read their writings, and the plan was to, instead of having a rebellion, a revolution in the violent way, it was to infiltrate everything social and have that takeover, communist takeover, happen. And I think we're in the final days of it right now.
Yeah, amen. You mentioned something that happened back in the 30s when they came to the United States. Go into a little bit more detail on that.
Well, yes. What this to me is all a result of anyone who has studied what was called the Frankfurt School. It was an organization. Its formal name was the Institute for Social Research. And this was founded back in Germany in the Weimar Republic by a group of intellectuals, self-styled intellectuals, humanist, Marxist, and they came together, these people of academia and intellectuals. The majority of them, it seems, or many of them, were atheistic, non-religious Jews, and they formed together to discuss the ways to implement Marxism. They had to flee Germany during the 1930s. Many of them came to the United States, where they became very well-renowned authors, speakers, leaders of what we call the counterculture movement. They became professors at several of our major universities, and we had a lot of authors. We had Adorno, we had Marcuse, that are really responsible of you, and they are referenced in my booklet, and you can do further research on them, for the questioning of the family, and authority, and a strong father, strong leadership. They were also responsible, and in their writings, talked about how we will now use the sexual revolution. Anything goes, because they knew that this type of decay and rot of the foundations, the Christian moral code, is what they could do to take power in America. And they knew it would take decades, but they began. All of the movements that you see, not that the cause in itself is bad, such as environmentalism, the peace movement, anti-Vietnam War, not that those in itself is bad. It's the fact that those who held those beliefs were infiltrated by the instigators and the leaders to turn it into an anti-American, anti-God, anti-United States movement. And they started then. That's what the sexual revolution was about. Mm-hmm. That's what all of the unrest. Now, again, they took our young people who are vulnerable when we're young in our teens and our 20s, and they were able to influence them. I think that the worst part, Bob, is the fact that so many became professors at universities, major universities throughout the United States. And these are the men, when you take a look at the writings, you know, who came up, Adorno, with the critical theory that everybody's talking about, critical race theory. If you go back and read, these are the men who wrote and said, we're going to do it differently. We're going to attack them socially, and there will come the day when we will control America. And that's where we're at right now. And I'll tell you the number one reason that they were successful is because of Christians. Apathy.
Yeah.
I see apathy everywhere. Yeah. They just let it happen. They shrug it off as if they have something more important to do than to defend this republic that was formed and people died for. And we are at a time now, if you stop people on the street, they don't know the Constitution. They don't know anything about our founding. They know nothing about the United States. They know nothing about them. Tens of millions, hundreds of millions of deaths attributed to communism. So they are so vulnerable. But for those of you who understand, you better fight now or you will lose it all.
Yeah, amen, amen. You know, you explain in your book how many churches have adopted Marxist ideology themselves. I mean, taking the parts of the Bible they like while ignoring, you know, the bulk of Scripture, and intertwine that with, you know, secularism and the Christian doctrine to the point that it's all been distorted. You know, over the past couple years ago, I've interviewed several African-American conservatives that they lay the blame for the majority of the problems facing the inner cities right now squarely at the feet of the inner city church leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And some have explained how the political parties have used it, and you'll recognize this phrase when I use it. They said that community organizers are the ones who represent the politicians, and they bring these financial favors to these pastors in exchange basically for selling their souls to the politicians and supporting them publicly, never speaking out against any of their policies. And, you know, we know who the great community organizer was.
Right. You know, and it's happening in every city, and has been for a long time. And and that is why I covered that part in my booklet. It's because so many people, Christians, go to a church without having any independent, objective evaluation of whether this is a church of God, mm-hmm. if this is a church that is teaching the Word of God and based on Jesus Christ. Because what I have seen is many, if not most, currently, sadly, are speaking of things like climate change and racial disparity mm-hmm. and gender equality and let's welcome everyone in. Yep. And they call it love. But the only actual love that exists is God's love. Amen. And God living through us. And unless it is God's love, and you know, God is love. But you cannot have love if you don't have wrath against evil. You cannot have love if you acquiesce and you tolerate evil. And that is exactly what many Christians have done. And I would advise any Christian, you would be far better off without a church than mm-hmm. to attend a church that is teaching a communistic agenda from its pulpit. And I just think so many people go to church for a social fix.
Yep, yep. Amen.
Instead of trying to learn God's word. But it was very powerful because there are people who, for whatever reason, don't trust their own mind, don't bother to pick up a book, put on their glasses and open the Bible
right.
and read theological books and think for yourself, because you need to be judging, evaluating against the word of God any person who says they are speaking as a preacher. And if they're no good and they do not allow for discussion and dialogue and to be questioned, and they're not doing what God said is a church, and you'd be better off leaving them. And I think that's where Christians have the power as individuals, as you understand the Word of God, to be teaching it. You don't need to have a certificate saying that you're a pastor or a preacher. No, we are all called to be saints. We are all called to be teachers, and we all have different gifts. And I'm saying you better use those gifts right now, because if you remain silent, there'll come the day you're not going to be able to use them without dire consequences.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And as you alluded to, you know, a lot of these churches today, most people don't even take their Bibles to church anymore. You know, they depend on the pastor to post scripture up on the screen so everyone can just read it. And, you know, when they do that, I mean, I just enjoy reading the Bible, you know, and you know, I've got notes in there and highlights. And I mean, it looks like, you know, someone once asked me, he says, are your pages yellow or is the white part the important parts or what? Because I got so much stuff highlighted in there, you know. But,
right.
You know, most people don't do that. They don't take their Bibles to church. They rely on being told what the Bible says. I think that is reminiscent of what we called the Dark Ages, right?
Right. Well, we certainly.
And here we are.
You know, that's
again.
A very good reference. That's a really good reference. It's a dark age for America right now.
Yeah.
You know, and the key to it is to read the Bible, but mm-hmm. to live by God's word.
Amen.
Requires you putting that faith that you proclaim, yes. that faith mm-hmm. you make your little memes about and all your friends thumbs up and put hearts on, that's not good enough. Mm-hmm. It means you have to put your faith into action. It means you might hurt a little bit. You might get persecuted a bit. And that is where you say, well, my faith is strong and it is in God and I'm going to do what is right. That's what President Trump did.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't care what anybody thought.
Exactly.
And I would say, you know, I do believe that the United States is in such a fast decline with this Biden administration, mm-hmm. with the state governments, many of them complicit in all of this. We're in such a fast decline. You know, people are complaining about gas prices. We're going to be having extreme inflation here. But this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
That's what people need to understand. And the assault on every area of our life is going to mean a scarcity. It's going to mean suffering. It's going to mean a complete stripping away of your God-given rights, which our founders protected with the
yep.
Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And right now, I would say that the majority of all those elected, and I don't care what political party, do not base their service on the Constitution. In fact, it's not even service. It's service to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you were talking earlier in reference to one of the chapters in my book about, you know, their provision for everything. Everybody mm-hmm. wants to be given. Mm-hmm. But right now, we are at a critical place where they are cracking down on our freedoms, our freedom of speech and our movement and our association, the choices to make our own health decisions. And there are some who are standing up to it. But I'm saying, if you're not, you're part of the reason, and you will be part of the complete collapse of the United States.
Yeah.
What we need is a miracle, and I think that each of us can be part of that miracle. God works in mysterious ways, as the Bible tells us. But that miracle needs to happen, whether through God's intervention. But you know, there are many examples in the Bible where those miracles happen through God's people. They either stand up and fulfill his commands and what he is leading them to do, or they fail. And that is what we need before the end of this year. Otherwise, I believe the power they have already assumed, they will begin to gradually increase more and more tyranny and control over the lives of the American people. And there comes a point where, like in other totalitarian countries worldwide, that becomes a point where you can't go backwards. That is the existence.
Yep. Amen. Yeah, that is so true. And this is not just the political battle, as you state. This is the spiritual battle, one in which Christians can make a difference. I mean, the Bible is very clear in stating over and over throughout scriptures that we serve God, not man. I mean, we should never abdicate our obedience to God, to his laws, to his scriptures, and the values entrusted to us by Jesus himself. We should never bow to man's wishes and man's laws. We need to say, no, that's not what the Bible says, and stand up against it. And I mean, I know I've experienced, I know you have as well, some unpleasantness in response to some things I've stated before or preached on. And I believe the question is, has the spiritual condition of America weakened to such a point that the Christian influence can no longer make any impact? I mean, have we already slid so far down the slippery path to hell and destruction that we can't climb back up? Are we just going to have to try and establish a plateau and not slide any further?
No, I do not believe that. If I thought that were the case, I would not be sharing the truth as I understand it, and neither would you, and neither would any of those who are now speaking up and in their own communities fighting, whether it's the critical race theory, fighting to save our heritage, our history, our statues, fighting for the sake of our children. People would not be doing that if it were too late. There are those with that fire in their heart, that passion in their heart is what I'm referring to. But it takes more to join us, and that time is now. And I would also say it's not only in prayer and contemplation to the Word of God, it is evincing that in our lives. And I believe that part of that also in our prayer life, which I do believe in the power of prayer, I believe it is also to call upon God to stop our enemies. The Bible is filled with men of God who let their grievances be known to God. They implored God to stop the evil ones, and God will avenge his elect, his children. But we must call upon him to do that, and then we must take up, as I said earlier, the sword of the Spirit and do whatever we can. Now, in terms of what can change, because I really believe this is the last year, and I am not exaggerating. I believe that the last 7 months have shown so much evil has been done so quickly, and I don't see much of a rejection of it from the American people. Mm-hmm. But what you're speaking of there, I think that there are enough Christians out there who are aware of it, and if they're hearing our voices today and this resonates with them, then they need to pray to God and ask the Holy Spirit to guide them and say, what would you have me to do? Now, there are also those who are in elected office, but I'm not just speaking of them. All of us have a path, a purpose, a mission God has given us. And right now is the time for the United States and for Christians to save our republic. But those who are elected, for example, those who are judges right now can make a tremendous change. Mm-hmm. They could allow, for example, in terms of the 2020 election, which I personally believe, based on the evidence I've looked at and what I witnessed, I believe was rigged and stolen, just as President Trump says.
Amen.
But you know what? It That wasn't done by one or two people. Mm-hmm. That was done by many people all over this country. Yeah. That's how dark it's become.
Yeah.
But we, I believe, are still the majority. But the vast majority are silent. And just like those people came out and voted for our President Trump, a man of God, a man of righteousness, in 2016 and what they did in 2020, they need to come out now. And they need to be strong in mass against this. And if they're elected, I think that so much power lies within the states to question what happened. And if the evidence proves what I believe to be so, and so many believe to be so, then that needs to be reversed. And that would be a miracle that would save America. Mm-hmm. But it's got to be done, I believe, before the end of this year.
Yeah, amen, amen. And we need Christians, not Christians in name only, but those who walk the walk and talk the talk, to run for political office at all levels of government, local, state, federal. I mean, how can we encourage them to go ahead and take the risk to run and drive out, you know, those that are claiming to be conservative and all? How can we encourage them to go ahead and take that risk and drive these people out of office?
Well, I agree with you, although I would say you have to be quite discerning before you can believe anyone who claims to be a Christian running for office. Mm-hmm. That is a very difficult place, but I completely agree with you, Pastor Bob. But I would say this, there is no 2022 election and no 2024 election. That will matter unless we do something about the evil that has already happened.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Well, Christine, we're almost out of time. Time, every time you come on, time just flies by. How can someone get in touch with you, and how can they obtain a copy of your booklet?
Well, you can reach me and read much of my work and of what I'm doing, including the booklet, America, This is Communism, at my website, GodChangesEverything.com. Again, that is GodChangesEverything.com. And I would leave everyone with this. With God, all things are possible. I would ask that everyone be praying for President Trump, that they would be praying for what they can do to restore this country, themselves, and their lives. And I warn you, I caution you, to be weak, to be silent, to not fight. You're going to lose the United States of America, and that is what is at stake right now.
Yeah, amen, amen. Folks, there is absolutely no doubt that we're living in the last of the last days as depicted in the Bible. I mean, if Jesus returns, it's not up for debate. It's now when he returns. It could be any time. And we as a nation, if you notice, we're not listed in the Bible as a major player in the end times. I don't know why. Is it because we've wasted away, as we see happening right now? Is it because another nation has defeated us militarily, perhaps China or Russia? Or is it because we've fallen in despair like Venezuela or some other third world country? I don't know. I pray that's not the case. But the most important and most powerful weapon we have at our disposal is prayer. As Christine said in the closing lines of her book, this is not our world. However, while here, we are to evince God's will and righteousness at all times. We are to minister the truth to the lost. We are to do the good we can do. We are to go forth boldly and strongly when the Holy Spirit instructs. And we are to use every talent and ability God has given to us to fight the communist takeover of America. I urge you to go down the links below and order your copy of America, This is Communism today. Go to Christine's website. In fact, request two or three copies. Let's spread this message around far and wide. Amen. Christine, thank you so much for taking the time to come back on the program, discuss this book and this all too important topic. I do appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. God bless you and your listeners.
Amen. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Christine Smith, myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing. never before. Introducing FaithCasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with FaithCasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the FaithCasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. FaithCasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a FaithCaster. FaithCasters, your voice, your platform, your success.